9 o'clock, we'll get started. So, you know, we talked to you about your commitment as a prayer leader. So let me see the hands of those of you that are actually leading groups. Okay, awesome. I mean, I don't count you guys. I mean, you guys have lifetime memberships, okay? You and Mary Lou and Miss Charlotte and Suzanne, don't worry about it. I know y'all are not going anywhere. Amen. You know, Miss Linda put on her paper, now 2020 to eternity.
I will always be here.
Yeah, so thank God I can count on you. So, but real quickly, though, because I do have something I want to give to you this morning, but I do want us to go ahead and sign these commitments because I think it's very important that we understand what we do is a privilege. And also in the commitment that it takes to really move and walk with God and work with God. And so, number one, I do want to say thank you because I'm looking at faces that I've seen here consistently for many years. And that's what it's all about when you sign up for Christianity. You know, you understand, first of all, that take up on an assignment in the kingdom, that you understand that it's all for the Lord first. Because when we understand that, it's not about a commitment to a man, although you do want to be faithful. The Bible has a lot to say about us being faithful to those that God set in authority over us. But our first and foremost commitment is to God himself. And if we have that intact, then I think the rest of it normally works out okay. We don't have people lighting all over like a butterfly. Because when you have those kind of people, first of all, they're not committed into an intimate relationship with the Lord. Because when you commit that you're going to be... See, our first calling is to God. Yes. Our first calling is not to what we do, it's to who we are. Right. And that is to him. Right. And so when we keep that straight, then the others, you know, you're able to be faithful no matter what happens. But you know, there's not anywhere on earth Christian-wise or secular where you would have a commitment to a company and not sign some kind of contract, some kind of covenant. I like to think of it as a covenant. Amen. So this is your covenant, and I'm so thankful to covenant with you as the prayer director of this ministry. I know Pastor Terry is thankful and Pastor George is thankful to covenant with you as, you know, because prayer is, you know, it is the engine of the church. And so, and I know how thankful she is and Pastor George is, you know, I know how thankful and how much they value your supply, how they value your place in the body. So I'm very, very thankful, you know, for you this morning. I don't have words to tell you how much. So, and I'm very thankful that each year we presented these commitments and I never had anybody go, nah, I can't commit because I don't want to. But the reason we ask you for a year is for a lot of reason, because we want you to have time enough with the people that you pray with to develop relationships and, you know, to coach, teach, and mentor and train them in prayer and in leadership. So it takes time to do that. You can't do that in 3 months, you know, and really a year is just, you know, it gives you long enough time for you also to get the ebb and the flow, not the ebb, the flow of your group. There's a flow for every group, you know. And so it takes time to develop even yourself to get into that groove, if you will. So we are here today, and we're asking you to make that year commitment. Now, if you were at Lynn Hammond Church, she asked for 2 years. So I think I'm kind of being a little gracious. I'm asking for a year, you know, because I know seasons change with people. But the reason that we asked for you to sign your commitment as a prayer leader, because I know Christian people. Now, I have to say this part. I know Christian people. You know, as soon as things go the way you don't like it, then your season change. So I got to pin you down for a year so at least, you know, you can, you know, get some done. You know, because, you know, where is the value in something you're not committed to? It's no value. I mean, I want to be committed to something. Amen. You know, so that's all I'm going to say. So Holden's going to come up here. And like I said, I want to give a good God bless you and thank you again. And thank you for showing up here every Sunday at 9 o'clock. This has been over the top.
Amen.
Not because of any other thing, but I couldn't do this by myself. But because of you, your supply. So come, Reverend Hanley.
Praise the Lord.
Well, again, just to echo what Messiah.
Oh, so didn't he do an amazing job pre-service prayer for Miracle on the Mountain?
Praise the Lord.
It's awesome. Good. Yes, thank you.
So thank you for letting me do that. It's a blessing.
Just to echo what Masava says, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for everything that you do. One of my favorite prayer verses is Philippians 1:19, that I trust that this will turn to my salvation through your supply and through your prayers in the Spirit. Backwards, prayer and supply of the Spirit. So thank you for your supply. Thank you for what you bring to this prayer ministry. It's different because you're here. Amen. And we're thankful and we're blessed to have each and every one of you. So who needs to sign this? Everybody got one, but not everybody needs to sign it. If you are currently actively leading a group, whether it's KCBC, a breakout group, a conference call, if you are men's group, no matter, if you are actively currently leading a group, this, we are asking you to sign this.
And for those that have been around too, Holden, mm-hmm. that are been around, you know, that, like Elizabeth, are you leading a group? Mm-hmm. Okay. So who's not leading a group? Who? Okay. Let's see. I know I want Lori to sign one. No, I just, you know, she's with me. I'm not concerned about her. Okay. So we'll do what Holden says.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
And, but if you want to sign up, if you want to make a commitment for a year, rather, you don't have to lead a group to make a commitment. If you want to make a commitment to be support this prayer ministry, give your supply, then you see Holden afterwards.
Absolutely.
And we'll let you sign up.
Absolutely.
Who knows, you may be on your track to leading.
Exactly. And if the group's on your heart, send me an email.
Yeah.
We'll get you on the process. We'll get you on the track. We want you guys to be involved, and we want to pour into you guys and see you guys bring your supply. Amen. Okay. Well, there's only 5 points. Let's read through the points real quick. I don't want to take up Miss Iva's time.
Better not.
And then we'll sign, and we'll go about the rest of the time. Bullet number one, I commit to serve the Lord through the Eagle Mountain International Church Prayer Ministry for the following year, from March 1st, 2020 to eternity. No, I'm kidding. February 28th, 2021.
Oh, February?
28th. That's a full year. Or if you put March to March, that's fine too. I commit to pray faithfully for Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Pastors George and Terry Pearson's, their staff, and their families. I will always pray the will of God with the help of the Holy Spirit. I will seek to develop prayer leaders to multiply our effectiveness for God's plan and purpose in the earth. I believe for the anointing of God to carry out my call to prayer. It is a privilege and an honor to be a prayer leader at Eagle Mountain International Church. Amen.
Amen.
We'll print your name, sign your name, and date it. And once you're done, pass them all the way down here to Rebecca, Frank, Rachel, the Pipkins, and Valerie will come down and collect it. If you didn't sign it, you just leave yours where it is, and we'll collect it later. Don't want to get unsigned and signed ones mixed into the same category. It'll make it easier for us. Amen. Thank you, Ms. Adam. And thank you guys.
Hallelujah. So you can take those because I'll probably knock them on the floor. Yeah, so I'll let people pass them, give you 2 minutes to get them all passed down and signed. Signed and passed down. I guess that's the right order. But so now I want to get into, I have something that the Lord kind of gave me. He brought us full circle in something. But thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for utterance in the Holy Ghost. And I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of prayer and the spirit of prophecy and the prophetic anointing all coming together. Holy Spirit, we yield to you. You are the great prayer. You are the great spirit of prayer. And we yield to you. And we yield our members to you, our tongues to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. So it was been about almost a year ago when the Lord instructed me to begin to teach on praying in tongues. And I did that faithfully, on purpose, with very strategically. I was very strategic in my assignment because the Lord said to us, it picked back off of that prophecy from Brother Copeland about 2019, us coming up into a higher order of prayer. And I was seeking the Lord about that. And he said, you're sure not going to come up higher if you don't pray in tongues more. So that's when he put me on that quest. And boy, did we ever begin to come up. And so then we found ourselves, we had made room in the spirit for a prophetic place. And we stayed with that for months. And now the Lord is bringing us full circle because I learned something by listening to Lynn Hammond. So I, last weekend, I was going to listen to Brother Hagin on YouTube. But then I didn't, and the Lord told me, I want you to listen to Lynn Hammond. So I began to go through my mind because I got quite a collection of hers. So I began to go through all the names of the ones that I had, thinking about which one does he want me to listen to. So he said, I know I want you to listen to her on YouTube. Okay. So I clicked on YouTube and I typed in Lynn Hammond. And, you know, it had different things, Lynn Hammond Prayer, Lynn Hammond 2019, 2020. So I clicked on 2020, and there was a teaching from 2015 on tongues, your language of heaven. So I knew in my heart that was the unction on that, so I began to listen to that. And she spoke one thing that took me off where I'm going to go this morning. One phrase from that, remember? You got to find that one phrase that will do it. That one word might do it. One phrase. One paragraph, but for me, it was just one phrase when she was talking about praying in tongues and how tongues was your language of heaven. And she said that there are different times and seasons in God, and our language, if you will, or our tongues had to match every season. And then the Lord spoke to me. He said, that is why I had you for 8-9 months. Every week, pounding it, every prayer group that you facilitated. That's why I had you teaching on tongues and challenging the people to pray in tongues on purpose, to have some set aside time where they're praying in tongues and where you're doing it daily. He said, that's why. Because what it did, then he told me later when I was teaching on, preparing to teach on the prophetic praying, he said, tongue is the prerequisite for it. It prepares us for prophetic praying. So we came up into a place of prophetic praying, and now we reach the place, Lord said, okay, come back around to tongues, and then I'm going to give you some language for the next place prophetically. And so he told us that. So then she said, but the tongues have to match every season you're in. And so, and I said, wow, that makes total sense then for what God told us to do starting last year. So then I kind of wrote down some other things that she said during that teaching in regards to tongues. And I can't find the sheet of paper with that written on it. We have to develop our tongues to match our season. Let's see, Zuri, it's a sheet of paper that looks like this. Oh, here it is. Okay. And she says that tongue is the language of heaven. The language would change the world and it would change you. The language of God is always accompanied by the fire of God. And she said, when we get our tongues or when we first get filled with the Holy Spirit, then we're labeled by heaven. You have a certain label on you. And she said, there are much more for us to comprehend and understand about praying in tongues. And we all can agree with that, right? Now, you know, when I taught you back starting last year, I think it was April we started, you know, I read from Rick Renner's Sparkling Gem about how praying in tongues and with the early church was not the exception, it was the norm. It was the norm to pray in tongues all the time because I believe they got a revelation of this heavenly language. Now, so we've been praying for Pastor Terry. I'm good. Y'all just believe for utterance that I tie it all together. So now we've been praying for utterance for her in light of this Australian trip. So I was waking at 1 o'clock in the morning this morning, and I could not go back to sleep for a while. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, do you remember that she based her whole ministry? She told you that she based her whole ministry on 1 Corinthians 2. Let's turn there. And I thought, yes, I remember when she said that to me. She was actually in Australia at the time. And she had called me about something, to pray about something. This was many years ago. And I said to her, she said, you've been praying. I know. I said, yes, I have, ma'am. And she said, well, what have you been praying? I said, I've been praying this in 1 Corinthians 2. She said, well, Iva, did you know that I based my entire ministry on 1 Corinthians 2? I said, I didn't know that, but I know God told me to pray it. So let's go. And I had forgotten about it until the Lord brought it to my memories this morning. And 1 Corinthians 2. So, as for myself, brethren, starting at verse 1 from the Amplified Classic Version, as for myself, brethren, when I came to you, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony and evidence or mystery and secret of God concerning what he has done through Christ for the salvation of men in lofty words or eloquence or human philosophy and wisdom. For I resolved to know nothing, to be acquainted with nothing, to make a display of the knowledge of nothing, and to be conscious of nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was passed into a state of weakness and fear and great trembling. And my message were not set forth in persuasive, enticing, and plausible words of wisdom, but they were in demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power. There's a language then, our language now, when God put it in us, because she said, he spoke to her, Lynn Hammond did, that we get saved when we get filled with the Holy Ghost, we get our language. So the language then, in that language, there are these embedded demonstrations, utterances in this language for the demonstration of the power of God. Amen. And so she says, my language and message was not in plausible words. Or they were not in some English word, some limited fashion. But this language that I'm talking about is a language that's inexhaustible. It's a language that got words and vocabulary we have not yet explored. And so Paul said, so when I come to you, see, that's why he asked for utterance. He said, because I got a reservoir. There's a language of heaven that's been given to me, and it's in me like a reservoir, and I have to have utterance to get it out. Because this language that I have is such of the spirit that is embedded with demonstration. And look what it does. He said, it's a proof by the spirit. See, he said tongues was a sign of to the unbeliever. So this language then that has this demonstration in it is proof in the minds of my hearers and stirring them in their most holy emotion and thus persuading them. This language that he's talking about. So think about Lynn Hammond. I'm giving her example again from this teaching. Think about words 20 years ago we hadn't heard of that came out. Now it's matching the time we're in. Internet. Online, apps. We never had heard of an app 20 years ago, but those words were out there in the spirit and men in the natural, because, you know, just like they did with electricity, they stayed with it, and then this vocabulary came to match the time we're in. Same thing spiritually. There are words out there that we must have. There's a language, if you will, that we have to have to match the season we're in, yes, spiritually. Yes. Now, Brother Hagin prophesied this many years ago, that there were vast continents of the spirit that we haven't yet explored. So this language then, it's not plausible words. It's not words with come from a finite realm. These words are out there in an infinite or infinite realm where we're not limited. Because, you know, we don't know how to pray as we ought to. And Paul says we don't even know how to offer the prayer. And, you know, when we don't have to even be awake long to know that it's so much going on. Thank God for this language of heaven. God knew it's so much going on in the world. We have to have this language. We have to get out there and tap those vocabularies and those libraries of the expressions of the mysteries. And the Lord said to me regarding this, I was meditating this scripture. I didn't get up and put my eyes on it this morning, but I was meditating it. Because the Holy Spirit was quoting it to me. And he reminded me of something he said to me years ago. He said, we haven't even tapped the mysteries. That he laid. There are mysteries laid up for every age. They're just like the language has to match every season. There are mysteries for every season. And the only way we can get the mystery is through the language. And he said, this language now, it's so that your faith may not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yet when we are among the full-grown, spiritual, mature Christians who are ripe in understanding, we do part a higher wisdom. See, that's the wisdom that God is wanting us to disperse. The knowledge of the divine plan previously hidden. But it is indeed not a wisdom of this present age or of this world, nor are the leaders and rulers of this age who are being brought to nothing. Oh, yeah. Who are being brought to nothing and are doomed to pass away because the wisdom they operate in them is earthly, is sensual, and the devilish. But there's a higher wisdom that we are dispensing and allocating. But rather, what we are setting forth is a wisdom of God once hidden from human understanding and now revealed to us by God. That wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification to lift us into the glory of his presence. None of the rulers of this age or world perceived and recognized and understood this, for if they had, they would never crucify the Lord of glory. But on the contrary, as the scripture says, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man. Wait a minute. What the ear hadn't heard? What the eye hadn't heard? God has prepared and made ready. What? It's this continent of languages. This continent, this vast continent of the language of heaven waiting for to enter our ears, to enter our eyes, and to enter our heart, so we can, with our mouth, release it to propel the plan of God along. He said, all that God has made and keeps ready for those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying him and gratefully recognizing the benefit he has bestowed. Yet to us, God has unveiled and revealed them by the what? Spirit. He's talking about this language. Because Paul said, my language was not with enticing and persuasive word of man's will. This language of the Spirit. He's talking about this Holy Ghost. He's talking about Broshele Mekantoro, Brikoro Brezele Brakato Lekado. He said, God prepared it. These continents of languages and made them ready for us. And now he's going to unveil it and reveal it and unveil it to those of us that possess the Holy Spirit when we yield on over and pray in the Holy Ghost. He said, God has unveiled and revealed them by and through his Spirit, for the Holy Spirit searches. That's when the search began to happen. He takes us on a search and he searched diligently. By with this language that nothing can figure it, nobody can figure it out. Even our heads can't get in the way. He designed it where we can't mess it up. He said, now I'm going to use your tongue and I'm going to search through you and I'm going to explore and I'm going to examine everything. I'm going to go down and begin to sound and go deep out of the Spirit, and I'm going to bring up this language now. I'm going to cause my church to advance if they will yield to this language. He said, examining everything, even sounding the profound. Why are they profound? Because this language is there. It's been waiting for us to access and to begin to aroshika, develop in this language to match the seasons. I'm sounding the profound and bottomless things of God. In other words, this language is bottomless. This language is topless. It's no limit. The sky is not the limit. Down in the earth, deep is not the limit. It's bottomless of what we can get out of the spirit to begin to disperse in the world and in the atmosphere and the realms of God to bring the past plan of God to pass in the earth. It's bottomless. There's no limit. But God is saying to the church now, you got to rise up now. You got to use what I've given to you, what I made ready for you, what I prepared for you. You got to rise up now, and you got to give over your tongue to it and get your tongue hooked up to your spirit. Now, he said to me, he said, there are mysteries that you have not even touched yet that I laid up for this age. That I've laid up for this season that you're in. Now, at this juncture, I want to read what Brother Hagin said, because Lynn Hammer read it on this teaching, because it's so apropos to where we are in God. Oh, my, my, my. My, 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 my. When you preach as long as I have, almost decade, you can start to see some things coming waves. And I can sense it in my spirit. There's another wave coming. Get ready for it. It isn't coming just because God said it's coming. We're going to have to enter into the deeper realm of prayer. We have been talking about and give birth to that which God wants to. If you've ever gone down to the ocean and watched the waves come in, you know that before a wave ever breaks on the shore, it has its beginning way out in the deeper waters of the ocean. The potential energy of the wave begins long before you ever see it, the final result washing up on the shore. That potential energy, the energy of the spirit that's applied through prayer in this language of heaven. He said, well, that's what praying in tongues accomplishes, huh? In the spiritual realm, when you pray in tongues, you give impetus to the next move of God's spirit before the spiritual way is ever seen with your natural eyes. Now watch this, it gets better. When I talk to other ministers, I realize we all have the same thing in our spirits. We haven't necessarily communicated in the natural with one another. There is just something in our spirit that tells us another wave is coming. See, how are we going to pray about the revival capital of the world if our language don't match the season this ministry is in? If our prayers don't match the season that we're in for the ministry, how are we going to be prepared for the revival capital of the world? So what do we do about it? Well, we were determined that we're not going to stay with the old wave and ride it into the shore. See, we want to ride the old. We want to eat that old stale bread when you can have fresh bread from heaven every day. He said, instead, we turn around and we start swimming back out to the deep part of the ocean so we can get the next wave, the next mighty move of God's spirit on this earth. And how do we swim back out to the deep? By setting aside time and dedicating ourselves to fellowship with the Father and to pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. But if we're going to usher in, listen to me. If we are going to usher in the next mighty move of God's Spirit in these last days, judgment must begin at the house of God. There's so much more God wants to do for his people. But he can't do what he wants until Christians humble themselves, forget their petty little differences, and come together in unity to enter the realm of the spirit of prayer. God is calling us to answer his call to pray in these last days. Jesus is coming soon. But before he comes, there's something he wants to do. And what he does on this earth, he will do through his body. what he does at this ministry, he will do through us here and everybody at this ministry. The body has no coordination when half of its members are going one way and the other half are going the other way. So God is getting us ready. He's calling us to a common goal, to yield to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, to pray in other tongues. So he didn't just say to pray. He said to pray in other tongues. The next wave is about to burst upon us. The next assignment, this assignment of the revival capital of the world, I can feel it swelling. It's about to burst upon us. And God, now the cry is, that's a cry going out. Get ready now. How are you going to get ready? It's yield on over to Resha Ramokre Bada, Rekara Boko Shekara Bakasada, Rokore Baseke Toko Ramata, to get us praying in the Holy Ghost. He says that the next wave is about to burst upon us in all its glory, and every one of us should be determined not to miss it. When we have seen the wave called the healing revival, we have seen the wave called the charismatic movement, we have seen the wave of faith and of the teaching of God's word, but now another wave is coming. It's the wave of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, we've even seen the power of the Holy Ghost in a limited fashion. But a wave is coming that will bring his power on a higher level to 2020, the year of manifested power, right? Yes. And he said on a higher level and in a far greater measure than we have ever seen heretofore. I can see that wave way out yonder in the deep waters. It's coming. The wave of the Holy Ghost power are building us higher. It's building higher and higher. Don't stay on the old wave of yesterday move of the Spirit. Swim out to the deep waters of the Spirit realm by praying in the Holy Ghost. He just told us how to get out in the deep. He said it's by praying in the Holy Ghost. Then keep on praying so you can ride that new wave as it builds and builds. Remember, God been telling us every week, he was building prophetically. He spoke to me in Brazil, and he gave me a prophetic word for the church out there. And that prophetic word, that it was time to build prophetically. And he said he wants to build. And the way we build is build, one of the best ways to build is to build by praying in the Holy Ghost. I'm convinced the wave that is coming will be twice as high as the healing wave, will be twice as high as the charismatic wave, or the faith wave. In fact, it will be twice as high as all of them put together. I believe it's going to be the wave that sweep us right on into the shores of the glory world. Now, just to reiterate, now this is tongues beyond the upper room if you want to get it. And I started reading from page 342 all the way to 345. Now, years ago, see, Mary Lou, was it September of 2012? It was. I had gone to bed one night. It was early. I went to bed early, I remember. And I went off to sleep. You know, I started praying in tongues. And when I fell off asleep, it seemed like I went into this dream. Maybe it was a dream. But in a dream, I was laying down, face down by my bed in the carpet, praying in tongues like I do sometimes, especially back then and before then, sometimes at night, especially if my body is fighting me and I know I need to get up. I'll get up out of the bed and lay down where it's uncomfortable, so they'll keep me, so I won't fall off to sleep. So in a dream, I was doing that. I was praying in tongues. And there was such a presence that came, I don't even know how to explain it to you. Except it's almost like I could open my mouth and bite cotton. And it was just so. And I'm just praying. Then I thought, man, it got thicker. And this essence of God manifested in this dream. And I thought, oh, my God. And I felt something. Where it almost seemed like there was a cheek-to-cheek thing. And I thought, oh, my God, Jesus is going to appear to me. I've been wanting that for a long time. I want to see him. So I think I'll just open my eyes, you know, and I opened my eyes, and lo and behold, it was Brother Hagin. He was suspended from heaven down in my face, and I gave him this look like, what the heck? You know, and he responded that way in the dream. He said, well, I know I'm not in the earth. He said, I know I'm not in the earth. Because I was like, what are you doing here? You know, I want to see Jesus. And he's like, I know I'm not in the earth. He said, but I came to give you a message. Got my attention. And I said, oh, like that. I respond, you know, most in dreams, you know, you're heart to heart. You're not really opening your mouth. And I gave him the, you know, the okay back. He said, this is how you do it. This is how you get the glory in the earth, by praying in the Holy Ghost. So he told me, he said, you keep praying. And I looked up, he was caught up. He went over to another room, and it was like glass, and they wouldn't let me in. Miss Billy was in that room. And I said, God, what are they doing? And God never told me. And I could see them in that room, and they were shouting. They were praising God. There were others there. I knew them, but I didn't know their name, it seemed like, you know. And I woke up. But this is, he said, is how we're going to get the glory in the earth, by praying in tongues. And then the Lord connected with. Now, I do want to read some verses of this out of the King James, this 1 Corinthians 2, because he talked to me about the mysteries that needs to be prayed. And remember, God told us a couple of weeks ago, he said, unite with the calling and the assignment that's on Pastor Terry. Unite with it. We're going to have our prayers unite with it. So he says, go on. So, verse, I won't start at number one, but verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. There's a mystery. There are mysteries, actually, for this age, for the time that we're in. And we're going to speak this wisdom of God in a mystery. In other words, these mysteries are going to be unveiled and revealed as we go over and begin to pray and develop in our language individually and corporately. So I want us to pray some now. Y'all come on up, people that was up here last week. You come too. Zebre baha nando dokora babashleke de la brokodama. Breke babaroko cheke le la baka yata nara da boko rabado de eske. Ora braka seke raboko robo sheke de de bekeza. Ora bleke seke te de beke seke doro raboko sestaba. Era broko soko tara raboko seste de bekeze sababa. Ora breke teke le la beke la baboko sheke bala boko daba. Ora broko So now, I feel like the Lord says, some of you have it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to sit down here and watch. So, Holden, you start out leading. Sure. But what I need you to do, too, also be listening in the group who has it the next time. I feel like that's how it's going to flow this morning.
Zobrebe baba zavando oglede ba oke es danga yonda da baba ba sabrebe yonda yo zabra agle es do ogo o zobra ba as de be de gosto gobo o da zebrobo zobrebe bebe es do greba da agrede es zobra ba as de gze o kraba ba sukrobo konda sakrete Yonda sabrebe de bondo sobrebe basada pulling an amas sebropo yoko mo sobrebe yo brebe de baba onde se yo no mo so ponga de vanda pulla va sobrebe de vando ogla va sebrusta ma sebrebe de bonda alekle de vando okle okla va sambra okle va sek de vando o shanda la va sebrebe okna ma doko Pulling a masebrebere bando, pulling a masebrebere, en roto sondange, o roto sondange, o gedivando, o plebe e zobrebe, oka sabrete, o en masebre ego, o. de bando o zebra o glede de ezobra a jekle bando o de gede bando o zebre o gla e zebrista baba zobe bebe e du to pushte na masak drete o ya na mazobri baba doko na mashebre bere bonda sanda yik dravandoko yik dravandoko yik dravandoko Zobebe e gold samrebe, zogle vando ogle vanda zegre benda bondo breke bando oko osha anda zigrebe lo bro bro bo diando ogle basonde vasto yigivando oka osa geta baka boko roko Rocco Maca, Rocco Bida, Rocco Bacata, Rocco Bacata, Rocco Bacata, Rocco Baca 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 Baca
Namaha, O Rababaha, O Reme Mamaha, O Rema Mamasi,
Yerda Ribaba Aglede, Zug Drebe Ezunda, Yigdaba Os de Drebe
Ezunda. Hole dre dozi andre be sono grande de dogota bre dogo de ge cha de so dogo de de se do ge ja de dogo sa pe la de so de go la se hello mosale elo mosaya elo drobane hello brade e jo brade e bro se da dre do so go manda preza de go baba brezo breda brezo breda Brezo brega bare, ye brade do sogra, be sobrande e shaye droba baba de gecho, so mene marie jo brade go sade, hole me zo brade, brege go baba ba, so let's go bro, bo osaba, hello bo saga, so we're gonna bro ba be saba, be saba mbre bo sare go ba, be sandre mosaya, mosaya mengro ba sandre bo 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 ga, zo mbre bambe, be lo zambane, e so groma se di gambre do so so le bedo grossa ne mombrase se lo mandre vole se ambre mosa velo ma sembre grombosa e non mossi aia mosai mosa mosse massa mosse nengra pesandre mosa pesed pesere pesere Pesani, Pesanima, 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 Bresai. So Bresia, Breso, go
Oh, Prophet.
She prophesied in Australia, and it opened up a rusaka te parokota that affected other nations. I just saw if something just root like that and break a shaka paparo. Divine direction now. Divine direction, Lord. By the Holy Ghost now. Manda de la boca says that back. Grande gonda bando. Ganga la boca randa na macazada. Ganda gate boca toco de ba. Hora secete de la
boca.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have anything? Zikshka.
Do you know how it says that I look in my heart to see what he's saying?
Yeah, yeah. With him. Habakkuk. Hey!
And I saw that. It's like the cry. We want to pray to you. The Father fully answering the cry of her heart.
Yes, yeah.
To see what
the
he would say.
Crying in the wilderness.
Yeah. It's a cry of a spirit.
And you
come up.
Looking with you to see what he was saying.
Yes.
As his mouthpiece.
Yes.
That's Habakkuk.
Yes. And so we're digging for the answer.
Yes,
sir, what's in her
yes.
that
yes.
has to be said.
Yes.
That's what we're pulling
yes.
up.
That's what
I saw. Out
that's
the
it.
Deep.
That's
out
it.
The deep.
Out
and
the
then
deep.
Ride on the water.
Ride on the water.
Because the glory of the Lord will be known.
Yes.
The knowledge of the glory as the water covers the sea. As she's going to an island. I'm telling you, it's on the water. But it's coming up out the deep. Coming up out the deep. Thank you, Lord. That was what I saw you pulling for. Thank you.
So we're going to work with God, right?
Yeah.
You're with us, right?
Yeah.
Stay with us because you'll be up here one day.
Yeah.
Because if you come up here and you can't hang, if for lack of better words, I tell Jacob and hold him and throw you in the floor. But work with us. Thank you for your supply. But don't be moved by who's up here. They're up here for a reason, because one day you will be. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we have 5 minutes. I think y'all let us go today. We'll pick up here next week. Thank you.